各位弟兄姐妹好，因为我写的以前是英文的，所以可能是不是那个earphone要转一下，就是说谁听不懂啊英文的话可能要转，但是我想大家都能听得懂英文， so I will stick to my English version. Okay. I was led to trust in the Lord Jesus by Pastor Jeff Chapman to the University Chapel at EBC during my ESL Bible study 3 years ago. It was not the first time I got to know the Bible, though. I remember I took a selective course, Bible Stories, during my college year. By that time, I treated the Bible not much different from Greek mythology, thinking that they are just some fictional stories. Actually, I think right now when I look back, the main reason for me to go to the Bible study is that as an English major, I've learned that the Bible has a huge impact on the English literature and the culture. And since at that time we just immigrated to Canada, which is an English-speaking country, so I want to know more about the local culture. And so to some extent, I think you can think that I treated the church as a culture center at that time. I'm sure some of you here share the same doubts as I did when we first got to hear God's words. Since originally coming from China, where atheism was taught starting from grade one, we found it's not easy to accept God's message at the very beginning. However, Pastor Chapman's teaching was very convincing and very impressive, and my hard heart started to soften gradually. After attending the English Bible study for a couple of months, I started to attend the Chinese Fellowship meeting, which held every Saturday evening, and I even volunteered to do some simultaneous translation from Chinese to English for some ESL Bible study instructors during the monthly sermons. Frankly speaking, until now, I didn't know how I did that, given my limited knowledge of the Bible. But I was lucky, I think, for the ESL instructors there were very all familiarized with the Bible. So I only need to tell them the chapter number and the verse number and in which book, and they would understand what the preacher was referring to. So at one sermon preached by Elder Wang, I was touched by the Holy Spirit and committing myself to follow Jesus Christ. Here I would like to read a paragraph from my diary that day. February 28, 2004. It's a long time ago. Sunday. It's a significant day for me. I became a Christian at a nice gathering set in University Chapel. I acted as a translator for an American couple who helped with a Bible study group tonight. After the preaching, Elder Wang asked whoever once decided to follow Jesus Christ, put up their hands. I put up my hand, and thus I became a Christian. I had to say I had no idea that I would become a Christian once I put up my hand. I only knew that I'm willing to open my heart to the Lord and let Him come into my life and make me the kind of person He wants me to be. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the chance to come to You, to follow You, and glorify You. I cannot think of a better time to be baptized than at Thanksgiving, so since I have a lot of things to be grateful to the Lord. There are too many blessings to count during the past couple of years, ever since I received God as my personal Savior. Here I would like to share one of the biggest blessings I think happening to me and my family. That is to find this church, OCECC, before our relocation here. I was asked by people, how did I know about this church? Though my answer, by Googling, sounds like a reasonable answer, because I did find the website of OCECC by Googling Chinese Church Orlando. But I know by heart it's God who brought my family here. The reason I say it's one of the biggest blessings is, number one, since we came here, we've got to know so many God-loving brothers and sisters, and we feel that we are back to a big family instead of coming to a new community in a new city and in a new country. Number two, the most important one, I think, is it completed me as a Christian by changing my understanding of baptism and to a larger extent my understanding of Christianity. One of the main reasons I didn't get baptized right away after my commitment was that I always felt not good enough to be baptized. I was blessed to get to know many devoted Christians, And I always compared myself to them and thought I must achieve to be as good as them. And then I would become qualified to be baptized. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I did think in that way. All this was changed after one evening when I attended the Bible study of Fanzhou Fellowship. During our discussion, I remember Sister Xu Guang mentioned that it's a dangerous thought if one thinks that one is good enough to receive God's salvation. I should say it's a light bulb moment for me. Yes, I came to realize what a false notion I have held up to. It's the sick should come to be healed. And it's said in, as it's said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. In Chinese, 约翰一书一章八节, 我们若说自己无罪,便是自欺,真理不在我们心里了。We come to the Lord not because we think we are sinless and good enough to be rewarded. We come to God to repent our sins, work His way, and glorify the Lord. At last, I'd like to say a few words to those friends who haven't received the Lord as your saviors. Don't feel bad if you still have some knots to untie in your fully understanding of receiving this amazing gift in your whole lifetime. 3 years ago, I was sitting there and shared exactly the same mentality, probably. Some of you might have now. I was thinking, gee, those people got some good things happening to them, like landing a good job, finding a good price house. That's the reason why they believe in God. What a snobbish and shallow group. However, look at me. I'm standing here doing the same thing, sharing my gratitude to God with you. Why? I'm standing here because you can't help sharing the good things, the amazing things happening to you, because they are real. But I'm not saying that you are believing happily ever after in a worldly sense, like in the fairy tales. You still encounter hardships and failures along your life journey. But you feel so loved and protected by God that you will be even thankful for those wishes which don't come true. As it sings in the song, thanks to God. Thanks for prayers that thou hast answered. Thanks for what thou dost deny. 感谢神,祷告蒙应允,感谢神,为蒙垂听. Only the Almighty God knows what's really good for you. You will have a forever peaceful and contented life. That's guaranteed. To finish my testimony, I'd like to quote a sentence from Jill Austin's book, Your Best Life Now, Seven Steps to Living at Your Full Potential. This book has been translated in Chinese to 活出美好. God works by faith. You must believe first, and then you will receive. 神靠信心来做工,你首先的相信他,然后你就会接受他的大能. Thank you for listening to my testimony.